Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the windup, the 3-1 pitch is hit toward center field. Coming on is Davis in a dive.
What a grab!
He makes a snow cone catch in center field.
What a play by Davis coming straight toward home plate. Dives like Superman. He does his best Kevin Pillar imitation to haul it in. What a play.
Love Kevin Pillar getting the shout out there. Yeah. I love Kevin Pillar as a center fielder. He's so fun to watch.
Hey, we're going to bring in Pat Malacaro. There was a no-hitter last night that the Bisons had. First time since Bartolo Colon in 1997. Pat was on the call. He's joining us right now. Pat, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hi, guys. It was a fun night at the ballpark last night. I mean, yeah, no-hitter, great plays, some offense. The game had everything, and it was a lot of fun.
I was going to say, that's pretty cool to call a no-hitter. That's, seeing one in person is pretty cool, but to call one, too, I take it that was the first one you've called.
Yeah, I had never been to the ballpark for one period, and wow. It's something I've hoped to look forward to seeing. I've gotten close a couple of times, but yeah, and you kind of feel the pressure a little bit once you get to the seventh, eighth inning. Not the pressure that T.J. Zoik feels, but because you want to get out of the way and stay out of his way and not mess up the call. So it was fun, and it was nerve-wracking at the same time.
Now, how much – it's funny. I'm trying to think how Duke would handle this. Like Duke, I could see if there was one guy who did the whole let's not talk about it. I could see Duke being an old-school baseball guy to do that. Did you guys talk about it? Did you not? Did you keep reinforcing it every time the Rochester was up at bat? What'd you do?
We didn't talk about it at all. We both knew what was going on. I tweeted at one point, I think, once TJ got through seven or into the seventh, that there were zeros across, and I made references to it. It wasn't until there was one out in the ninth. That was the closest Buffalo had gotten since 04, and both of us finally said, no hitter in some capacity.
Huh, so really,
we mentioned we brought it up, but we didn't actually say the words no hitter.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, just trying to keep people aware of what's going on because that's the job. But also, you know, not trying to be the guy that blows it for them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of ways to get around it. If it was a perfect game, you could always say they have yet to put a runner on base. No, you know, whatever. But it's kind of hard, unless you know, like if the Mets got, you know, if the Mets had a no hitter going, I might text my brothers and say so and so's pitching in all caps really well. Like, I'd actually not say no hitter. You know, I don't know if you did that last night. Hey, Zoik is pitching really well.
I find the way to do it is after the first batter, just say he's got a no hitter.
Get it out of the way,
and then it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Hey, this comes, by the way, in a fantastic race. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that and also about Nate Pearson, too, since I guess he's going to pitch tonight. But this no-hitter comes in a great race, Pat. What are the Bison's chances in terms of this mix in the division right now going into the final couple of weeks?
So there's 14 games left, and the Bison's are just two back of Scranton-Wilkes-Barre now, and they'll actually play in Scranton the final four games of the year. So the Bison's just hope to give themselves a chance in that final weekend. You guys have all seen, we've seen how decimated the Yankees have been in New York, and guys like Gio Urshela have been called up to fill in, and somehow Scranton survived the whole year up until about now. They faltered, and a team like Buffalo, even Syracuse and Rochester, all four of those teams are in the mix, and it's a chance for Buffalo now here, three more in Rochester, four more next week against the Red Wings in Buffalo, to really somebody can separate themselves and try and make that last push to knock off Scranton, who's led the division pretty much wire to wire this year.
So who is Nate Pearson?
He is a hard-throwing, tall right-hander who was drafted just 2 years ago. Unfortunately, last year, he was hit by a comeback line drive in his first start of the year with Dunedin and fractured his forearm. So he lost the entire 2018 season. Probably somebody who would have been to Double-A by the end of the year. and worked his way back this year. Something that the coaching staff and the training staff did this year was they staggered the amount of innings for Pearson, who's still just 22 years old. He would, when he first started, he would go two innings. The next starter would go five, and he'd alternate two and five. He'd start every 5 days, but it would only be seven innings over those five-day stretches. But he's been fully stretched out into a starting capacity, can throw 97 consistently when he wants to. He can hit 102 on the radar gun. And he, at 22 years old, has a really good command of all his pitches. So he's somebody fun to watch, a top 15 prospect in all of minor league baseball right now. He's got the big label tag on him, and he's lived up to it so far.
So he's going to pitch tonight? Is that the schedule at this point?
That's the expectation. There's a hole in the Bison's rotation, and he's been on the New Hampshire roster for the last couple of months, and the official call-up hasn't happened yet, but the expectation is he will start tonight here in Rochester.
And then he could start at home on Sunday if he's still here. So if you want to go see him, you could see him on Sunday. Is it possible he gets any time with Toronto this year or after the Bison season is done?
I don't think so, only because of the innings limit.
And
just keep him within that range for this year because he only threw an inning and two-thirds last year.
Okay. Hey, before we let you go, how much have you guys and the players, is it a daily conversation about how Vlad Jr. and Bo Bichette are doing up in Toronto?
Oh, it's been awesome. The guys have been following along, and even on their big league debuts, we were lucky enough to be in delays, I think, for both of them, and guys got a chance to watch their first couple at-bats, and yeah, everybody keeps track, and they were big pieces that were lost, but everybody was happy, and especially with the call-up when Bo was pulled out of the game in Durham, when the entire bullpen rushed down from left field to the dugout. You knew how special everybody was treating that moment and how much he was liked in the clubhouse.
That's cool for you. I know you were so excited when you got the job and Ben got the call-up to Toronto. You know, and I would think, you know, in your position at AAA, you would eventually get used to calling games of guys, prospects that are going to be in the majors and have successful careers. But still, I think, Pat, it's got to be pretty neat to say, you know, you watch Vlad Jr., whether it's at the Home Run Derby or any Jays game, and Bo Bichette goes up and has, what, a hit in his first 11 games, and to be able to watch those guys knowing that you were calling their games here in Buffalo. That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. It's funny. People ask me all the time, who's my favorite team? And I always say, I root for players because you're with them all the time. You get to see them day in and day out and the work they put in and to see these guys succeeding. And a lot of guys throughout that have been with the Bisons before. It's always fun to watch them and to follow their careers.
Well, thanks for coming on, and have fun down the stretch of the season here, and tell Duke I said hi.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.